Okay, we're doing a series of mini reviews, a minute per review, and when the time's up, you'll hear this sound. First up, The Zero Theorem.
Terry Gilliam movie.
Stunningly brilliant. Very much like Brazil. Very, very Brazil-like.
I like Brazil.
As in brightly coloured and crazy.
I was depressed after Brazil, but yeah. I like Brazil.
Ultimately, it's a very sad story. It's about this fellow who gets a phone call that he thinks is going to tell him the meaning of life, and he's interrupted, and he loses the line, and he spends the rest of his life panicking that when the phone rings, he's not going to be able to answer it, and it's going to be someone phoning him to tell him the meaning of life.
Oh,
so crap. It's tragic.
Oh, crap.
All right, Godzilla. Yes, I saw Godzilla. Yay me. Look, the thing about Godzilla is it's not the previous American version of Godzilla, which therefore is a good thing.
Absolutely.
It would be better if it starred Kurt Russell, but then all films would be better if it starred Kurt Russell as well. It was.
Anybody notable in it?
It had Godzilla. What do you want to understand the movie other than
Godzilla? Because the previous American version was just weird.
Was huge. This was the biggest Godzilla ever. It made the previous Godzilla look tiny. Yeah, it does. It has a Godzilla roar. It has a Godzilla-style plot. They destroy buildings everywhere.
It breathes fire.
It breathes fire. It does everything it's supposed to do. But honestly, it was surprisingly enjoyable because it was a genuine. It was like the original movies, the older movies. It sort of had the spirit of them, in spite of everything else going on. Bigger budget.
Right, so there's a sense of nature getting its revenge on.
Yeah, that was partially
people
nature.
Doing what they shouldn't be doing.
But it had that. It kept that feeling that was in the earlier one. So give it a plus. Yep.
Space Battleship something?
Oh, me again. Yeah, Space Battleship Yamato. Okay, do you remember Star Blazers, the TV series?
I actually don't.
How can you not remember Star Blazers?
Okay. I don't think we ever saw it.
Oh, fine. All right. So this is the live-action version of the Star Blazers cartoon series, which was the Americanized or English name for Space Battleship Yamato. At some point in the exciting...
Yes.
You're remembering?
I'm remembering.
Yes. Some point in the future, aliens decide that they're going to destroy Earth for some apparent reason, and we get wiped out by almost entire population is killed by bombarding us with bombs from a distance that we can't do anything about.
Right.
The survivors get a special message saying, here is an exciting new piece of technology. Using it, you can travel to this planet on the other side of the universe sort of thing, and there we'll help you. And so we get together, they build the spaceship, they head off, they go to the other side of the planet. What was cool about this is it's just like the animated movie version, with the same quality of acting, but it's like real people.
Good Vibrations.
Oh, movie about Irish punk.
Indeed.
Indeed.
It was based on
the life story of Terry Hooley.
Yes. It was based on the record store he set up in Belfast.
In Belfast.
It was in the mid-70s, lots of bombing, sectarian violence.
Yep.
And this
he paid
guy... He
paid in records
yes.
to stop hassling him to some degree.
That's right. And it's a great way to forge a piece. He discovers the punk movement.
Mm-hmm.
And he supports them. He issues their records. He pushes them forward. He finally gets well-known
he
DJ...
Does.
To play one of the
records. He has dreadful business sense, clearly.
None whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
He's just in it for the sheer joy of the music.
I do have to say, I thought the actor playing the part of Terry Hooley was too old to play the part of it. And they're some of the worst wigs in the world in this movie.
Yeah, on the other hand, it was the story from his point of view. So he had to accept that it was a bit exaggerated in places.
Yeah.
And I thought the age was right. Veronica Mars, the movie.
I finally watched all of Veronica Mars.
I just want to point out yet again, I was a backer along with several million other people.
As you
but
were.
Thank you, Adam.
Yes, thank you very much.
I prepared myself for the movie by watching the entire three seasons.
So did
beforehand.
I. Well, if I could bring myself to do it. But
well, I had never watched it, so I was away. I was locked in a caravan in Perth. I was watching Veronica Mars, basically. So I did watch the movie, which finished it off quite well. It had all the things that you would expect to finish off a series, basically.
It was a really
you know,
nice
she got
final
together
episode.
With Logan. Clearly she was supposed to get together with Logan and, you know.
Well, we don't know if it's a final episode because now, of course, there are Veronica Mars novels coming out.
That's true.
Oh,
but it did have that feel that it was an episode turned into a movie.
It did.
It was an episode.
Yeah.
It
and I didn't mind that. And on the DVD, you also got the making of, which gave you a bit of the background about all
though
the fans
I have
who
to
supported
say,
it.
You really don't. I'm sorry, Rob Thomas talking really not fun.
But yeah. Just say, I think it was what the backers wanted, and it was what the producers wanted. It was a nice, pleasant way to finish
and,
the series.
And the sequence is shot in the radio station. We actually shot in a real American radio station. This American Life is produced there. So they were quite pleased to take photos with their heroes. I enjoyed it immensely.
I did too.
It was interesting what they did with the whole FBI illegal...
I don't extend to enjoying it immensely, but I certainly enjoyed it.
I'm glad she wasn't in the FBI. I just can't see that.
Yes, that's true.
Anyway.
That wouldn't have worked out.
No.